Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mostly I have five canvases. I put five. I start the first. Then till this will be dried, I'm going to the second. Then like the third, fourth, fifth. Then when I'm working on the fifth one, the first is already dried. I'm coming back to that. And all the time, all the pictures, all those themes and all the ideas are getting more developed.
I think art is a form of expression for an artist. It is so personal, it's inspiring, thought-provoking. It's like a language in itself that can be interpreted in so many different ways and I believe can change lives. I am so in awe of all the artists that I have chatted with in this series, and I have personally learned and gained so much from each conversation. And I hope you do the same. So happy listening. Hi everyone. Today I am in conversation with an incredible Dubai-based artist, originally from Armenia. His name is Jivan Hovhannisyan. Oh my God, I got that right. thank you so much for joining me today, Jivan.
You're welcome, and thank you very much for inviting me, and thank you very much for this, all the meetings, all this, it's very interesting and exciting. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So we are here really to talk about you today, and so, you know, I'd like to know a little bit about you and your background. I understand that you were born and you were brought up in Armenia. So just a little bit about your background would be interesting to start the conversation with.
Okay. Well, I was born in 1968, and I started painting and drawing when I was 2 years old. From there I started, and all my toys, everything was aside, and I was always having my sketchbook, my pencil, my markers. And from there I started to draw, and I grew up to seven. When I was seven, we have a very big art school in our town called Sisian in Armenia.
There is a school even now, it's working. And I started to attend to go, and it was very exciting. I remember even how I was very happy when I was going to this school. Thank God we were having very good teachers. And then like this, I started to learn the drawing, painting, you know. In Armenia, it's very interesting when we have a very good nature, scenery. Always, they were taking us outside to paint and draw like plein air. And from there, I started to learn. I mean, it's and the energy is very high, very strong in right. The mountainous areas, you know. So like this, and then after 6 years, I came to Yerevan, which is the capital of Armenia.
Yeah.
And there is a very very well-known high college, art high college. Then I started there. 5 years I learned there with masters, with well-known, with very talented masters. And I had very also private classes along with the college classes. Like this, then I started my own from like see, it was 1988. I started my own creations, my own way, and myself. I started to do. Sometimes I was having my private master teacher. Just sometimes I was going to him. We were like friends, you know. From there, I started my, I can say, journey, yeah. Art journey, like this. And then some years I served in the army. And at that time there was Soviet Union, if you maybe know,
yeah.
Soviet Union Army, yeah, Soviet Army. Then it became Russian Army. I was serving there. Then I was some years I was like military officer, but then I stopped that. I came back to my art, and since 1996. Till today, I am an artist full time. I'm painting, I'm drawing. Now, like, yeah, 4 years I was in Armenia. Then I went to Russia. I was working again with art things. We were doing interior designing. Then in 2000, I came to UAE, to Dubai. Then since 2000 till today, I'm here. I'm creating, I'm teaching. I have many students. We have a very big art center in Dubai. I'm teaching there art, pencil drawing, oil painting, acrylic, all the mediums. I have so many students, they are coming. I mean, it's very interesting to have all this atmosphere.
So it seems like Dubai is encouraging, you know, local artists and encouraging it's trying to make itself into an art hub for that region, because as I mentioned to you before we started the interview, that and that's how I met you actually, I went to the World Art Fair, and I was very, very impressed to see the number of, you know, local artists in the same environment as the international artists. And it was very encouraging to see how this was, you know, there was a sense of community, and I could see a lot of very, very talented local artists who were showcasing their works. And And you, of course, with your experience, and, you know, you drew a lot of, just to let my viewers and listeners know that when I saw Jivan, and which is what encouraged me to go and actually talk to you, was because you were on stage and you were creating in front of an audience, which I think was very, very interesting. And what you created, if I remember correctly, was an image of a horse.
Yes.
And I get a sense that it, like, horses seem to be creatures that you create a lot. Are you kind of known for that? And
For the horses, first of all, I love horses because we paint, we draw what we like, what we love to do, what is bothering us, you know. The horse, I love them really. I when I'm painting a horse, I really feel very good, you know. So that's why, yes, horses, it's been maybe already 20 years of painting horses. Out of then, along with horses, I paint also ladies. I like the positions and the different type of, like, fashion position of ladies. And, of course, sceneries. Sometimes I'm doing scenery, especially my our Armenian sceneries. We have our holy mountain Ararat. So always we paint from, like, since childhood. I love to do that mountain always. So I have three top themes always: horses, ladies, and nature, scenery.
So that's really what, so these are your inspiration.
Living.
Yeah. So what you mentioned, some of the techniques, can you elaborate a little bit more on the medium of art that you use, and what is your technique? Do you have like any particular specific technique, or it depends on what you are creating?
Yeah, mostly I'm painting with oil.
Sorry, painting oil. With oil?
Oil, okay. Oil, yeah, colors, oil paints. And I started recently, I found more exciting with palette knife. On the stage, I was working with palette knife only, yeah. So I found palette knife more encouraging, more interesting. You can give some more interesting touches, touch-ups. Then this is the one. Out of this, I do also acrylic colors. Acrylic colors are more water-based. They dry fast, then they and you can do some more different, like texturized, abstract pictures. Like that's why I do acrylic as well. Sometimes, you know, artists cannot sit and do one thing only. Yeah. Always trying to find out something new, yeah. Trying different techniques. So I found out actually very interesting for mostly for abstract, but I always keep my horses, my things with oil and palette knife now mostly. Sometimes I do not, just not to forget, I do realistic, very realistic paintings as well, especially when I'm having commission artworks. Yeah. In the face of portraits and like figures, like sceneries, I do the realistic. I like to try all those styles, techniques. And then sometimes, like I can say, even every day, I do a quick charcoal or pastel drawings, sketches. It's like a breakfast, you know, you have to, any artist to do, you know,
yeah,
just like warm up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what any one painting that comes to mind that took like a very, very long time for you to finish? Any one piece of art that you may have created that you can think of? And how long did it take, and why did it take that long for you to actually finish it?
It depends, actually. Mostly, for example, it happens most of the time. Like, let's say I'm thinking about something, and I'm trying to compose. Everything is coming mentally. Before going to the canvas, I'm cooking. I can say cooking here.
Yeah, in your head, yeah.
Mentally in my head, yeah. And all the time, you know, like moving, eating, sleeping, all the time I'm thinking about this, like how to do, how, like, you know, like this. Then, like I can say virtually. Then when it's ready, it's like feeling, I'm going to the canvas and directly starting. Sometimes I do it in half an hour. Sometimes it takes some days. And also oil, it takes time to dry. Oil is good, oil painting good when you are using some layers. Mm. When I use a palette knife, of course it happens, the layers are thick and they take time for drying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it takes like, let's say one layer I'm doing in 1 hour, half an hour, depends. Then I wait 10 days, 15 days to dry. Then another layer. So it comes, it depends.
I have one, I have one question here. So do you do multiple paintings at the same time, or you focus on only one, finish it, and then move on to the next?
Yes, no, I do multiple.
Okay.
Mostly I have five canvases. I put five. I start the first. Then till this will be dried, I'm going to the second. Mm-hmm. Then like the third, fourth, fifth. Then when I'm working on the fifth one, the first is already dried. I'm coming back to that. And all the time, all the pictures, all those themes and all the ideas are getting more developed. You know, it's good that oil is taking time for drying, because from one layer to another layer, you need to recover, to bring more energy, more develop. Then the second layer, or I mean, after every next layer, will be more developed, more interesting, more colorful. Like this, we are working this way.
Okay.
Also, I create mostly now. Before I was here, of course, we also need to have a reference like from photo. But now, no, I forgot now how to copy from photo. For example, you noticed maybe on the stage I was just doing without anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now maybe it's the age as well. We are more creating. I'm more creating, more...
It comes more naturally, and it comes from within you more than it did earlier. So does your art actually represent something about you in it?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, because you do different mediums, you've already established that you do nature and horses and ladies. So that these are the three kind of areas that you focus on. But is there anything in your art that represents you as Jivan?
My touch-ups, now I got a bit like a style, and everyone knows that it's mine.
Okay.
Whenever I hang, they come, they say, this is you. They don't ask, where is your picture? They already know from my touch-ups, from my theme, like horses, ladies, or sinners, but that mostly touch-ups, they know already.
Okay, so you kind of established a certain style, which happens with experienced artists and well-known artists who, you know, over time, you can very easily tell who the artist is. So you've reached that stage in your life where you're recognized for your art, which is so, so incredible. So, like a slightly different question, do you think that art, and you have a lot of students, for example, who are learning art from you, do you think it has a way of, or is a means of transforming lives? Is it something that, you know, can bring about social change, in your opinion?
like being in touch with students or with
no in general, in your opinion, what do you think art communicates in a larger way, in a broader perspective, you know? What do you think it it communicates? Like, what, in your opinion, what is your sense of it?
Actually, art is, I can say, is the best way to communicate with the people. With especially now, I'm traveling. I'm having many exhibitions outside, abroad. Let's say I had in Georgia, I had in Qatar, and it's like art brings everyone to get together. You know, it's very interesting. Like, because, you know, when I see someone else's picture, that energy is like calling me. Yeah. It joins artists. And of course, there are many people who is not artists, but they love art. And I have many friends, like I have also from ministers, and they love, and then and art is given, especially artists are always free. Like, it gives a freedom to be in touch with people. There is no complex. There is no negativity. Mm-hmm. We are always like real creative artists are always positive, and there is no complex to be in touch with the people. Always we are having a very good time. Like, during the meetings, I mean, it's really very, it opens. Art is very open, you know. That's the question. It's very interesting. It's clean. It's like a meditation. It's always cleaning. Mm. So your mind, your eyes, your
it kind of cleanses you, and what you're saying is that also it, you know, it gives you a certain sense of energy. If you're an artist, you absorb the energy from the other artists. And if you're not an artist, you look at the artwork and it kind of, it sort of reflects, and it, you can stand back and have your own perception of the art that you see, right? So it's, I think, especially
when, like, for example, many people come and they say that many told me your colors are vibrating so much and it gives more energy. Especially I love orange, red, yellow families, all this, and along with them suddenly I put cool colors like blue and, you know, sometimes even violet, etc. So the combination of all these colors, and people, they stand in front of the picture they say, if a person is standing in front of your picture more than 5 minutes, it means your picture is working.
Mm. Yeah.
The energy, the person, and they enjoy. Many people told me that it's like meditation. They stand and they get energy. They enjoy that colors and that feeling, which is very important, of course.
Yeah. And you as an artist, if, you know, someone tells you that about a piece of your art, then I'm sure you feel really good as well that you've been able to, you know, create this kind of a visual impact on someone. So that's interesting. One piece of art that you have created that you would not ever want to part with?
Like I want to keep with me? Or,
yeah, always, yes.
unfortunately, any picture I finish, it becomes like I want to keep, but it's not happening. Always it's going. I cannot keep them. I had a running horse, even if it's in my Instagram. I worked on it about 2 years. It's quite big size. and I was keeping always with me, and I was getting myself energy, like it was giving me hope and like more ideas, you know. But then they bought it. I couldn't keep it. It's in Saudi Arabia now.
Yeah.
So it's not happening. Keep a picture. Yeah. Always it's good. But yeah, I would like to have some. I will keep some.
Yeah, because I think, you know, it's your commercial is one and personal collection. Yeah. And if you have your own personal collection, then that's quite, you know, you get attached to it. And it's like your baby because you created it. So, exactly. Yeah, interesting. So what's next for Jivan? I mean, any interesting projects that you're currently working on that you would like to share with the audience?
Yes. Now, in these days, I'm deciding to go to Armenia again to make many photos myself. Not from internet, not from books, it's myself to have some different positions of my own nature. Because I really, maybe I missed so much, that's why.
Mm.
So I want to create about 10 pictures of very, and because we are very old nation, we have many churches, we have many old places, very historical.
Yeah.
So I want to really put. I have two big canvases that are ready about Dubai, and mostly I'm thinking to make it realistically.
Mm.
So, and I have some about 10 canvases ready for abstract with acrylic with different textures. I'm cooking.
You're cooking in your head, yeah.
And of course, about 10 pictures of horses again, as my friends and even my wife is saying, it's enough. it is, of course, I'm living with them, you know, my ideas. Because I'm... From one side, from like myself, I'm thinking to do. Then the other side, by end of this year, I'm already registered in Madrid. I have a solo exhibition. Yeah, either in December or beginning of next year, like in January maybe or February.
That's amazing. Yeah, yeah.
So if you want, I can even send you, when I know the date, I can send you exact time and date, so in case you want to come.
Yeah, absolutely, because I do go to Barcelona very often because, you know, I also have a home there. So I, you know, if I'm there around the same time as your exhibition, Madrid is just a train ride away. I would absolutely love to. And I've been talking to a number of Spanish artists as well in this particular series, and I think about three or four. And they've also been sharing, you know, some of the different and very interesting art and their journey and their story. And so it's nice to hear, you know, every artist has their own perspective, and you have your own style, you have your own ideas, you have your own concepts, you have your own process, you know, and so it's been really, really interesting. So before we sign off, is there anything that you'd like to share and mention and talk about?
Yeah. So these are my plannings. It's not like I'm sitting and planning. It's coming all here. So then I'm thinking, okay, this one, this myself, all. I'm keeping it. Thank God I have a good memory. So whenever the energy is coming and cooking, coming higher, you have to start immediately. Otherwise, it might go, you know.
Yeah.
So this is the artist's procedure. I mean, it, maybe even when you meet some other artists, they will say the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the idea is coming, it's pushing, pressurizing, then you have to start to take it out.
To
all
expel it. Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
To share your energy to the people.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jivan. I really enjoyed talking to you. And what's in behind you, the background, looks very interesting. If you can just describe what it is to the people who won't see this interview, but they'll be listening to the podcast.
Yeah. Actually, this picture, after a week, it will go travel to Singapore. This will be in Singapore.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. What is it? Is it like a landscape?
It's a horses.
Oh, they're horses. Yeah, I thought they were horses, but I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Another one is, let me show you a bit more. Actually, before I show, I have some pictures like this. As I told, I'm trying different abstract things with acrylic, of course, and with mostly metallic colors, different textures. So, and someone from Singapore, she saw that, and she didn't buy that, but she wanted something different. Horses like then I made myself the sketches and I sent to her and she liked, and now it's done already, almost done.
I can see the colors.
Can show you. Let me just show you.
Yeah, for those who'll be watching the interview, they'll get an idea. Now I get to see two horses. There is like a background.
There is another one that I can see from up. I don't know if it's showing properly.
Yeah, I can see the two horses, and it's like they're, it almost seems, yeah, you can put the computer back now or phone, whatever you're talking to me on, and I can see that there is a landscape. There is that a moon or...
The moon, exactly.
It's the moon, and it's like the, and you know, so it's very, there are different colors. There's green, there's reflection of the sky, and it's very interesting. Thank you so much, Jivan. I'm sure the person in Singapore who's getting it from you will absolutely, you know, have it as a place of a pride in their home. So I really appreciate this conversation. Thank you very, very much. And I hope the next time I'm in Dubai, I'll definitely stop by to say hello to you.
And thank you so much. Thank you very much for inviting for this conversation. Of course, I'm really exciting. And of course, looking forward to for future meetings, even not in Dubai, somewhere like we said in Madrid.
In Madrid, yeah. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for everything. Thank you so much. And we'll be in touch, of course.
Yes, definitely we will. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. You have a good day. Bye. Bye.
For more weekly conversations, do listen to Melting Pot on Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts. Follow us on YouTube and on Instagram at Podcast Melting Pot. So until the next episode, this is Payal signing off.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.